week, and I left my Bible at my chair. Give me one second. Last week, I preached about the devil's 3D plan. Well, last time I preached, Pastor preached last week. I'm going to get it together. I told you, without the Lord, I'm just pitiful. So last time I preached, I talked about the devil's 3D plan. His 3D plan, those 3Ds were he wants to distract you. He wants to distract you. He wants to get you distracted because once he gets you distracted, then he can twist and turn and work in your life and get you into deception in some ways. And once you are in deception, the next thing you know, there's a deviation. There is a walking off the narrow path, and you find yourself doing things, thinking things, saying things that are not just kosher, not what you need to be doing and saying. So that's what I talked about last week. So I thought I was through with that, but I've been hearing a little bit more details about some of this. So today I want to talk about the devil's 3D plan, part two. And I have a subtitle that Glenn refused to put on the CD. Offer them money, just wouldn't put it on the CD. It's called, "You Got a Word from God." Here's my subtitle now. You know I get a little. "You Got a Word from God? Then Do Something With It." You got a word from God? Now do something with it. That's my subtitle. So let's talk about this 3D plan. And I want to go back to the distractions. I don't know about you if you've ever been distracted in your life. This was a very interesting week. When I go to work, I have a calendar, and I'm very structured and organized. Well, nothing I thought was going to happen last week went according to plan. It was all messed up. My entire week was messed up, and I had to jump through hoops and think about things, and Lord, help me to get this done, and this person is not here, so now I'm doing two jobs, and